From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
First news, first headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says economic recovery is a strategy of infrastructure development. U.S. President Donald Trump officially nominated by the Republicans. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that infrastructure development is one of the government's strategies to accelerate the national economic recovery. This was said by President Joko Widodo when inaugurating the Sigli Banda Aceh Toll Road Section 4 of the Indrapuri Blang Bintang section in Aceh Besar District Aceh on Tuesday, as witnessed virtually. The president gave an example that the construction of toll road infrastructure that connects Aceh to Lampung along 2,765 kilometers will encourage economic growth and equity in Sumatra. In addition, toll road construction can increase efficiency and absorb employment. President Joko Widodo emphasized that even though the Indonesian nation is facing the COVID-19 pandemic, infrastructure development will continue to be carried out because the condition of infrastructure in Indonesia is still lagging behind other countries. The Investment Coordinating Board invites and is ready to facilitate investors from Germany and other European countries to relocate investment in Indonesia. Deputy for Investment Promotion of the Investment Coordinating Board, Iqmal Lukman, in a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the Investment Coordinating Board has a special task force dedicated to facilitating and providing end-to-end service for investors who are planning to relocate. He said that his party is ready to cooperate with the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin to help facilitate investors to Indonesia. Iqmal added that the Indonesian government is also committed to provide economic areas that make it easier for investors to relocate investment, including the Batang Central Java Integrated Industrial Zone, 15 Special Economic Zones, 4 Trade Zones, and 10 New Bali, up to 118 large-scale industrial areas. One of the leading tourist destinations in East Java, Mount Bromo, has been reopened for tourists on August 28, 2020, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic COVID-19, the head of the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park, Senator John Kennedy in Malang City, East Java, said on Tuesday that the opening of the Mount Bromo tour is carried out in stages. After obtaining approval from the Minister of Environment and Forestry, John Kennedy explained that the reopening of Mount Bromo tourism in East Java will be held on Friday, starting at 1300 hours Western Indonesia time. Tourists who visit Mount Bromo must strictly follow standard health protocol procedures. For the initial stage, according to John, the tourists who will visit Mount Bromo are limited to 20% of the total capacity, or as many as 739 people per day. The number of visitors will be evaluated and added gradually. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Now let's move on to the international news. Republicans begin their scaled-down convention with President Donald Trump making an appearance in person despite it being a mostly virtual event. On Monday, Trump was officially nominated as a formality to be the Republican nominee at his party's convention in the city of Charlotte. The president is expected to make live television addresses on every day of the convention leading up to his acceptance speech to the party's jamboree on Thursday. It is unusual for candidates to address the convention before that point, as Trump has done. Nuga Kusumawati has the details.
This is the greatest scam in the history of politics, I think.
President Donald Trump has officially become the Republican presidential nominee during his party's national convention being held in Charlotte, North Carolina. Trump, who had promised to focus the convention on a more positive and upbeat vision for the country, opened his speech by attacking Democrats for their push to expand access to mail-in ballots during the ongoing pandemic. He warned, without giving evidence, that Democrats planned to rig the contest through the fraudulent use of postal voting.
They're going to mail out 80 million ballots. It's impossible. They have no idea. Who's mailing them? Mostly Democrat states and Democrat governors. Well, supposing they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods, that means they're not going to get them. So they're going to complain and the election's going to be over, and then they're going to complain and then they'll say, oh, well, we didn't get it. Big deal. In the meantime, you might lose the election. This is the greatest scam in the history of politics, I think. And I'm talking about beyond our nation.
Independent expert says that voters' fraud is quite rare in the United States. Polls currently indicate Trump trailing behind his Democratic rival Joe Biden. On the first night of the Republican Party convention, the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., took center stage and commanded the nation's attention. Firebrand speaker, sportsman, and big game hunter, Trump Jr. is doing everything he can to help his father to win the re-election. The Republican strategy has focused on energizing the president's base of supporters, and they see the younger Trump as their ace in the hole. Trump Jr. said that America will be better with his father in charge in the White House again.
America is the greatest country on earth, but my father's entire worldview revolves around the idea that we can always do even better. Imagine the life you want to have, one with a great job, a beautiful home, a perfect family. You can have it. Imagine the country you want to live in, one with true equal opportunity, where hard work pays off and justice is served with compassion and without partiality. You can have it. Imagine a world where the evils of communism and radical Islamic terrorism are not given a chance to spread, where heroes are celebrated and the good guys win. You can have it. That is the life. That is the country. That is the world that Donald Trump and the Republican Party are after. And yes, you can have it.
Earlier this week, however, the Trump campaign did release its own bullet point outline of the president's second-term agenda. The list was a combination of the concrete to allow 100% expensing deductions for essential industries who bring back their manufacturing to the U.S. Second is that the vague return to normal in 2021 and teach American exceptionalism. The already existing cover all pre-existing conditions and the unrealistic to create 10 million jobs in 10 months and wiped out global terrorists who threatened to harm Americans. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Tuesday that troops would be made available to help regions overcome a resurgence of the coronavirus following Spain's worst week for infection since the epidemic's peak in late March. The Prime Minister also said regional administration could make decisions themselves on how to handle the fight against the epidemic rather than have the central government take charge. The government would support requests by regional leaders to declare localized states of emergency. The daily numbers can be updated retroactively. Infections have risen sharply since Spain lifted a three-month state of emergency and lockdown in late June, but daily deaths have been much lower than in March to May. With 10 new deaths logged on Tuesday, Spain's total toll stands at 28,924. Estonian Prime Minister Jüri Ratas has invited U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to attend the Three Seas Initiative Summit to be held in Tallinn on October 19 to 20, Estonian public broadcasting portal ERR reported. The Three Seas Initiative brings together Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Croatia, Austria, Slovenia, Bulgaria, and Romania. Its stated goal is to strengthen cooperation, primarily for the development of infrastructure in the energy, transport, and digital sector, which will positively affect economic growth, cohesion, and security of the European Union. Earlier, Estonian media reported that U.S. President Donald Trump could come to the summit in Tallinn, as the United States was showing interest in the initiative, seeing in it new opportunities for relations with Europe. According to Ratas, due to presidential election to be held in the United States this year, Donald Trump is unlikely to come to Tallinn. He also said it was not yet clear whether the summit would be held in Tallinn or by means of a video conference. Young people are driving the spread of the coronavirus in the Americas. The head of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa F. Etienne said on Tuesday, noting that both deaths and caseloads have doubled in the region over the past 6 weeks. Briefing reporters on the webcast, Dr. Carissa Etienne chastised government that have rushed economic reopenings despite data that shows a worsening pandemic. The Pan-American Health Organization is the Washington-based America's arm of the UN World Health Organization. Since July, coronavirus cases in the Americas have more than doubled to about 12 million confirmed infections, while deaths have shot up by roughly the same rate to some 450,000. The vast majority of reported COVID-19 cases in the Americas have been among those between the ages of 19 and 59, but that almost 70% of deaths have been among individuals who are 60 years old or older. She further said, overall, governments should base their reopening decision on the base of available data and expand testing and contact tracing programs to better identify and control spikes in cases. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Israel Military Attack on the Palestinian Settlement. Tensions between Israel and Palestine in the West Bank have escalated coinciding with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Israel. Using military troops, Israel attacked Palestinian settlement in the eastern part of Ramallah on the West Bank on Tuesday, August 25th. This aggressive action was carried out on the grounds that Palestinians built housing without permission. Report says the attack was carried out before sunrise. 200 Palestinians have indeed built settlements in Wadi al-Sik, the East Ramallah area, which is in Area C. In 1995, Palestine and Israel, through an agreement in Oslo, Norway, agreed that the West Bank is divided into three areas, namely Area B, A, and C. The Palestinian Authority control Area A, which covers 18% of the territory of the West Bank. Area B, which covers about 21%, is under the Israeli and Palestinian civil security administrations. The remainder is included in Area C, which represents 61% of the territory under Israeli's control. Almost simultaneously with the attacks on Palestinians in Area C, the Israeli military also bombed militia groups' positions in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army argued that the reason was because Palestinians had launched incendiary balloons at southern Israeli farms the day before. The bomb attack, which was intended to retaliate for the incendiary balloon launch, was carried out for two consecutive days. The action of Israeli military in both Area C and the Gaza Strip were carried out in conjunction with the visit of the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. It should be noted this visit was carried out not long after an agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates formalizing diplomatic relations was signed. It seems that apart from security reason, the Israeli authorities' aggressive action by means of their troops may have political aims. To its staunch ally, Israel wants to show its strength and power, namely by carrying out military attacks arguing that there were acts of provocations by Palestinians. Israel continues to try to convince the United States, its ally, that its position in the dispute with Palestine is getting stronger. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to our regular Today in History. We start from a history on August 26, 1883, Mount Krakatoa erupted. Krakatoa is an active volcanic mountain located in the Sunda Strait between Java and Sumatra Islands. The very powerful eruption of Krakatoa occurred on August 26, 1883. Heat clouds and the resulting tsunami killed about 36,000 people. The sound of the eruption was heard in Alice Springs, Australia, and Rodrigues Island near Africa, as far as 4,653 kilometers. Yield was estimated at 30,000 times the atomic bomb detonated on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. The eruption of Krakatoa caused global climate change. The world was dark for 2.5 days due to volcanic dust that covered the atmosphere. The sun shines dim until next year. It is noted that the eruption of Mount Krakatoa was the ever major disaster in the world after the discovery of the underwater telegraph. Next turn to a story on August 26, 1962, birthday of Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Sri Mulyani Indrawati, PhD, was born in Bandar Lampung on August 26, 1962. She is the first Indonesian woman to serve as managing director of the World Bank from 2010 to 2016. Prior to becoming finance minister, she served as State Minister for National Development Planning, head of Bappenas, in the United Indonesia Cabinet. Sri Mulyani was previously known as an economic observer in Indonesia. He was named Asia's Best Finance Minister for 2006 by Emerging Markets on September 18, 2006, on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual sessions in Singapore. She was also voted the 23rd most influential woman in the world by Forbes magazine version in 2008 and the second most influential woman in Indonesia by Globe Asia magazine version in October 2007. Now we end with a history on August 26, 1968, the single Hey Jude was released. Hey Jude is a Beatles rock ballad written by Paul McCartney, popular as Lennon McCartney, with a duration of over 7 minutes. Hey Jude was the longest single ever to the United Kingdom top charts. It also occupied the top charts of the United States for 9 weeks and has remained the longest in the position of the country's top charts. That was Today in History.
Ada kalanya sunyi bersuara, hanya perlu menikmati diam, memahami semua yang terjadi. Tak sekalipun pernah menyesal memilih untuk bersamamu, memperjuangkan kita punya. indah.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is titled President Officially Launches Aid for Micro and Small Businesses. President Joko Widodo officially launched aid for micro and small businesses at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday, August the 24th. The program called Productive President's Aid, or it's called Banpres Productive in Indonesia, was aimed to help the micro and small businesses affected by the COVID-19. Some micro and small business owners joined the launch both physically at the palace and virtually. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said that he understands all micro and small businesses are in difficult situations. He further said this condition is also experienced by medium business owners in Indonesia and even the world.
Ini juga dialami oleh pelaku-pelaku usaha.
This is also experienced by medium and large businesses. It happens in Indonesia and the world. 215 countries are experiencing it.
Tapi di seluruh dunia, 215 negara semuanya mengalami hal yang sama.
President Joko Widodo said in these 4 months, Indonesian government had launched various incentive schemes for micro and small businesses. Now, there is also the Banpres Produktif for micro and small businesses. The president explained every micro business will receive around 2.4 million rupiahs. The fund will be transferred directly to the business owner's bank account. He affirmed that the aid is not a loan, but a grant. Jokowi reminded that the fund should not be used for consumptive needs, but to increase goods or expand businesses. President Joko Widodo said right at the launching day, the president's aid had been given to 1 million micro and small businesses. Later, the aid will be given in stages for 12 million micro and small businesses. Previously, Cooperatives and Micro Small Medium Enterprise Minister Teten Mas Duki asked the micro business owners to actively register themselves to the nearest cooperatives to receive this aid. He hoped by the end of August, the aid had been given to 4.5 million businesses. At the end of September, it became 9.1 million, and later, until it reached 12 million micro and small businesses. The president also reminded the micro and small businesses to follow the health protocol. He asked them to ensure there is no crowd in their business place and to facilitate the health protocol implementation, such as washing hands, physical distancing, and wearing the masks. President asked the micro and small business owners to understand that the current situation is not easy because of the pandemic. However, when the vaccine is available, the situation can return to normal. And listener, that was my Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Pesan singkatku untukmu, ku sertakan tanda peluk dan ciumku. Apa kabar? Semoga kau baik saja dan menjaga cinta terpisah sementara. Maafkan aku jika terlalu lama kau menungguku pulang, tapi ku pastikan saat ku kembali hatiku tetap untukmu. Dan bila kau menduakanku, apalagi di belakangku, jangan salahkan bila di sini ku nakal dengan yang lain. Ku harap kau juga mengerti, cinta itu butuh percaya. Sampai di sini, I just wanna say I love you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Karang Hawu Beach. Stay tuned. Listener, the charm of hollow rocks with a unique, natural, and beautiful beach should be visited when you want to enjoy vacations to Sukabumi. Karang Hawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, West Java, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical story that has been well known and recognized by local residents. If you come to have vacations in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of these add to the charm of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs of rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth in which it is said that the cliff that juts into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of a hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge which was made of bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach. Even though the waves on this beach are quite large, don't worry because on the sandy side, the waves are getting smaller gradually. If you like surfing, you can try it at this location. If you do not bring your own surfing equipment, this area also provides surfing equipment rental. This beach is located in Cikakak Village, Cisolok District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java Province, and is close to the tourism area of Pelabuhan Ratu, approximately 16 kilometers from Pelabuhan Ratu Fish Market. Access to this location is quite easy because you can use public or private transportation. If you use public transportation, you can take a bus or public transportation from Pelabuhan Ratu Terminal around 20 minutes. If you use a private vehicle, you can adjust the public transport route to this location. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Karang Hawu Beach in West Java. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
Hatiku bila kau anggap aku. kawan saja. Apalagi yang engkau tunda, bila memang kau juga merasakan yang sama. Kepadaku, izinkan diriku menuliskan cantik namamu, mengisi ruang di hatiku. Pegang janjiku, kan ku jaga selalu. Utuh indah manis cinta kita, hingga habis sudah muka dunia.
Alright listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Mendaftar menjadi anggota perpustakaan, in English, registering as a library member. Listen to this conversation about mendaftar menjadi anggota perpustakaan, which means registering as a library member. Kevin wants to register as a library member.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya.
Saya ingin daftar jadi anggota. Bagaimana caranya?
Isi formulir ini.
Terima kasih. Ini formulirnya sudah saya isi.
Baik. Boleh saya minta fotokopi kartu mahasiswa Anda?
Ini, Pak.
Sudah saya daftarkan. Mas bisa ambil kartu anggotanya besok.
Baik. Terima kasih.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Permisi, which means excuse me. Saya ingin daftar jadi anggota. Saya ingin daftar jadi anggota. Which means I want to register as a member. Apa syaratnya? Apa syaratnya? Which means, what are the requirements? Formulir. Formulir, which means form. Fotokopi. Fotokopi, which means photocopy. Kartu mahasiswa. Kartu mahasiswa, which means student card. Kartu anggota. Kartu anggota, which means membership card. Listener, when you want to ask about the way or the process of doing something, you can use the word bagaimana. The word bagaimana is also used to ask the condition or clarity towards something. The answer can be a process or a condition. For examples, bagaimana cara menggoreng tempe, which means how to make fried tempe. The answer usually mentions the way to make fried tempe. Bagaimana keadaan putri? Which means, how is putri? The answer usually mentions about conditions such as putri baik-baik saja, which means putri is well. Putri sedang sakit, which means putri is sick. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya.
Saya ingin daftar jadi anggota. Bagaimana caranya?
Isi formulir ini.
Terima kasih. Ini formulirnya sudah saya isi.
Baik. Boleh saya minta fotokopi kartu mahasiswa Anda?
Ini, Pak.
Sudah saya daftarkan. Mas bisa ambil kartu anggotanya besok.
Baik. Terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Tanganku ini tak mampu berhenti menuliskan namamu untuk sekian kali. 3 jam sudah, wow. begitu mengganggu kau di kepalaku. Menari-nari dalam alunan emosi, semakin ku percaya akan hadirmu di sini. Bagai rima dalam puisi terindah. Aku padamu, aku padamu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I would like to present a song from North Sulawesi entitled Si Patokaan. The song Si Patokaan contains a message of a mother to her son, who wants to migrate for his better life. She advises her son to be careful while migrate to other regions. However, several other sources mention that the song Si Patokaan describes the conditions of Patokaan people in North Sulawesi during the colonial period. The Patokaan people at that time were mostly suffering from malaria, so they are advised to always take care of themselves. Well, listener, let us listen to the song Si Patokaan sung by Ahmad. Happy listening.
Sayang, sayang, si patokaan, mategu, tegu, gurukan, sayang. Mategu, tegu, gurukan, sayang. Sayang, sayang, si patukaan. Mategu, tegu, gurukan, sayang. Sako mangino tanaman jauh, mangino milik laku, sayang. Sako mangino tanaman jauh, mangino milik laku, sayang.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.